The Port of Tampa is going to see $10 million in upgrades to three of their cruise terminals. Construction is set to begin in May for Terminals 2 and 6 with the installation of new escalators. The construction will be completed during the cruise off-season for Tampa, which falls between May and September. Of course, 2018 was a big year for the port, with hitting 1 million cruisers for the first time. Royal Caribbean, Holland America, Carnival, and Norwegian Cruise Line all sail from the port, offering a range of 4 to 14-night sailings. And it was a scary evening on a Royal Caribbean ship. Ashlyn Glocky has more.
The Coast Guard medevaced a man from a cruise ship 402 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, late last week. The crew on Anthem of the Seas notified Coast Guard that a 79-year-old man was suffering from kidney failure and required a medevac. A Coast Guard MH-60 helicopter was launched from Air Station Elizabeth City in North Carolina and medevaced the man and a nurse. The patient and nurse were brought to a hospital in Elizabeth City. The man's condition is unknown. Ashlyn Glocky, Cruise Radio News.
And finally, Carnival Cruise Line signed a new contract with an internet company called Speedcast to help boost connectivity across their fleet. Speedcast is said to support voice, data-rich applications, and streaming from personal devices through a network of 40 satellites. Certain elements of Speedcast have already been tested on Carnival Horizon and proven to be successful. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.